Although her father was no longer with them, she missed him dearly. It was through him that Victoria began to see all of the magical creatures around her. Her father really did love to spin a tale. So well, in fact, his stories had actually seemed to come to life. At the time, she loved being surrounded by all of the fey tale creatures, even was thankful for it when she had lost her father. It was like still having a part of him with her. And then they showed up. Banshees, reapers, and shadow people. Those were not part of her father's stories. Those were the creation of her nightmares. And now, here she was, sitting out in the quiet of the night, seeking that calmness to ease her fears after yet another nightmare. As Victoria clutched at the medallion around her neck, she was thankful for the peace it gave her. Just touching the charm seemed to ward off all of the evil beings of her dreams. She never dared to take it off. She surely felt her nightmares would be freed upon her if she failed to wear the charm. By the time Victoria finally crawled back in through her bedroom window, she was chilled to the bone. Not from fear, but from cold. Her teeth had already set into a loud chatter. Happy to see her bed, Victoria crawled into it, snuggling under the covers. Waiting for the cold to pass, she glanced over at her little sister, who was fast asleep. Victoria grimaced and wrinkled her nose. Even asleep, her little sister still annoyed her. With her sister's loud, bearish snoring, Mama would never hear her sneaking out of her window at night, let alone thunder if it clapped in the night sky. Thinking about throwing a pillow at her sister, Victoria thought better of it, deciding the snoring was easier to put up with than her sister's constant blathering. Somehow, maybe sensing her disgruntled mood, Madeline rolled over and quiet once more returned to the room. Victoria stretched under the blankets, the warmth finally restored to her body. She yawned, let her heavy eyelids close, and drifted off to a deep sleep. "Victoria," her mother yelled, "wake up. You have been asleep half the morning, and I need you to watch your sister." Groggily forcing herself out of bed, Victoria was soon dressed and down the stairs, where she found her mother in the kitchen. "Why do I have to watch her?" Victoria whined. "I need to be getting to work, young lady, and I don't need any sass from you." Victoria hunched her shoulders in surrender. "Yes, Mama. That's a good girl. Now, I should be home before supper. If not, be sure to warm some stew up for you and your sister." "Yes, Mama," Victoria sighed. Victoria watched as a fairy darting past her face tickled her nose with a chimed little laugh. Trying to ignore it, she pretended not to notice. But the more Victoria ignored the fairy, the more irritated the little creature became. Finally, the fairy flew around to perch on her shoulder. With a loud protest, Victoria let out a shriek. The little creature had yanked her hair, and hard. Startled by her daughter's yelp, Victoria's mother turned, eyeing her. "What has gotten into you, Victoria?" Knowing not to divulge the true reason, Victoria shrugged off the pain in her scalp and turned to her mother with a smile.
"Nothing, Mother. Just a tangle in my hair." "Well, make sure you give your hair a good brushing out."
Her mother just stood there, shaking her head.
"I will, Mama."
Victoria was glad that the explanation seemed to satisfy her mother. Besides, what was she supposed to say? A fairy pulled her hair? Her mother couldn't see them, and it was bad enough her mother already thought she was losing her mind each day with every odd occurrence that happened. Her mother rushed around the small kitchen, gathering up her belongings.
"I already fed Madeline. I left you a covered plate on the table."
Realizing there was no disturbing presence, Victoria looked around for her little sister, who was nowhere in sight.
"Where is Madeline, Mama?"
"She's in the family room, playing with her dolls. Now give me a hug, and let me get on my way before I'm late."
As her mother left the cottage, Victoria watched her leave, shutting the door behind her. Feeling her stomach protest in hunger, Victoria went to check on her sister before sitting down to